It's Radio Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm the host with Mr. Kakis, and we're back for another week. I'm going to play actually a decent amount of songs this week, being 8, I think, which is double what I played last week. Just give me a second. I have to find my playlist. There it is. Right, so we're going to start off. If I can find my playlist, we're going to start off with I didn't check to see if the song is clean. I'm pretty sure it is. Let us look. Regardless, we'll censor it if I figure out that it's not clean, but also I have to find it. Okay, here we go. This first song is called Let's Go. It's by Rancid. It's off their 1994 album Let's Go. It's a pretty good song. And I'm looking now, and I think it is clean. Oh, it's not, but it's easily censorable. Okay, regardless, let's play it. It's a good song. If you hear it on the internet, some swears, I dumped it on the radio, so don't worry about it. Here we go. That was Let's Go by Rancid. You can't even tell what they're saying anyway, so... up next we have It Takes Two from Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. This song came out in 1966, I believe. It's a good song, so let's listen to it.
Stand alone in the dark.
That was It Takes Two from Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. Up next, we have Fire Escape by Fastball off their 1998 album, All the Pain Money Can Buy. My parents saw Fastball while I was in the womb, and that's what I credit as why I like Fastball, I suppose. This is Fire Escape off of All the Money Can Buy, All the Pain Money Can Buy, which came out the year I was born, 1998. That was Fire Escape by Fastball. Up next we have Wrecking Ball. I didn't realize that we played Wrecking Ball right after Fastball. No, this is not the song by Miley Cyrus, thank God. This is by the So-So Glows, who I'm... where are they from? I think they're from New... Where are they from? I don't know. I think they're from New York. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. But this is the So-So Glows off their excellent 2013 album. It's kind of quirky. It's a quirky album, but I really love it. It's called Blowout, and this song is called Wrecking Ball. So let's give it a listen. We'll be right back. That song ends very abruptly, doesn't it? That was Wrecking Ball from the So-So Glows. Up next, we have a track from 1962. This song's called Never Will I Marry. It's by Nancy Wilson with Cannonball Adderley playing the saxophone. It's a short song, but I like it, so let's give it a listen. That was Never Will I Marry from Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. Up next we have Paper Tiger by Beck off of what I'm pretty sure is his most popular album. I could be very wrong. Excuse me. What was I saying? I'm pretty sure Sea Change, his 2002 album, is his most popular. But I could be wrong. I mean, I know Midnight Vultures is a very good album. And I don't know. They joke about Odelay on Futurama. But I'm pretty sure Sea Change is his most popular album. Anyway, this song's called Paper Tiger. Actually, before I do that, interesting fact about Beck that I don't think I've shared on the show before. He's actually a second-generation Scientologist. So his parents were Scientologists. And now he is a second generation. He was raised in that tradition. Pretty interesting stuff. This is Paper Tiger from Beck.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning. Yourself while you still can. No more.
That was Paper Tiger from Beck. I got two more songs. This first one is called Let's Lynch the Landlord by Dead Kennedys, off of their 1980 classic album Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. I'm pretty sure it's clean, so. And then there's one more after this, so just be prepared for the end of my show. I know it will come as a shock. That was Let's Lynch the Landlord by Dead Kennedys. And my last song is from the Postal Service. It's called Clark Gable, off their one and only album, Give Up, which came out in 2003. The Postal Service, I'd hope you'd know them. It's like the guy from Death Cab for Cutie, Ben Gibbard, I think his name is. And then, what is it? The other guy, Jimmy Tamborello, right? Anyway, it's a good song. Let's just play it.
Thank you.
That was Clark Gable from the Postal Service. And that is all I have for today. So, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Radio Clash. I'm Will Moustakakis, and I'll be back next week. 31 minutes. That's definitely my longest episode this semester. So, thank you for joining me. I'll be back next week. Ooh, this is a banger.